Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you is, what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we're representing all ages?
54.
Great. Moving on, ma'am. What is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Great, ma'am. All right. And would you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. All right. What would you consider your race to be, ma'am?
Black.
All right. Moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, would you say you're registered to vote or you're not registered to vote?
Yes, I'm registered.
As you may know, ma'am, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election, ma'am? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably.
Almost certain. I always vote.
I understand. How motivated would you say that you are to vote, ma'am, in this November 2024 election on a scale of a 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated from a 0 to a 10. 10. All right. Moving on, ma'am. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Again, on a scale of a 0 to a 10, 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10. All right. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, ma'am, to you, what are the most important issues, all right, when voting this year? Like, for example, I have cost of living and inflation, health care, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, jobs and the economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion, climate change, crime and violence, immigration, criminal justice reform, voting rights and democracy. You can choose up to two.
Voting rights and democracy.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And moving on quickly, we would like to know as well. Well, I want to rate how you feel about certain people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. All right, if you don't know them, you can let me know as well. For example, I have Joe Biden, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate him?
10.
10. What about Democrats in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
9.
9. Hakeem Jeffries from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Republicans in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to a 10?
9.
Okay. Donald Trump from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know is, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party or independent candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and if you had to choose, I'm sorry, if you had to choose for whom would you vote in 2024 election for president, I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm just asking again, would that be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Would you say your life was better under President Biden or under President Trump or about the same under
Biden?
Biden. Much better under Biden. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? For example, a candidate who is effective and gets things done. Would you be more likely to support that candidate or less likely?
Well, you know, I would answer differently, but right now it would be the best Democratic candidate because I have absolutely no faith or confidence in the Republican Party.
I understand. Well, your answer is going to be as well, ma'am, much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, or much less likely to support. Which would you choose, ma'am? Somebody who is effective and gets things done.
Yes, more likely, I suppose.
Okay, ma'am. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? Would you be more likely or less likely or makes no difference?
More likely.
More likely? Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. Is honest and ethical, would you say you're more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Much more.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry, much more likely or much more less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Protects abortion rights. Would you be more likely or less likely to support someone who protects abortion rights?
Much more likely.
Okay. And is too woke? Would you say you're more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Too woke?
Mm-hmm. W-O-K-E?
I don't think you can be too woke.
That's okay, ma'am. Your opinion does matter. What about fights racism and discrimination? Would you say you're more likely or less likely to support?
More likely.
More likely? Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Wants to build back wealth. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less likely, probably.
No problem. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10, ma'am. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. For example, looks out for people like me. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
8.
An 8. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
8.
An 8. All right, secures the border. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
Well, you know, that's kind of difficult because they've been blocked.
Mm-hmm.
They've made efforts. So I'm going to give them an 8 for effort.
Okay.
They're trying.
I understand. Defends democracy from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Puts people over politics from a 0 to a 10?
Probably 8.
8. All right, wants to build black wealth from a 0 to a 10?
Probably a 7.
Okay. And grows the economy from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give them a 9.
All right. Thank you so far for your responses, ma'am. I'm just going to read to you some statements that people have made. I just want you to rate the statements on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 0 means it does not make you feel motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. For example, the first one says, as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how motivated are you?
Probably 9.
A 9. What about this one? As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing back businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years from a 0 to a 10, ma'am?
Well, I'm not an entrepreneur, but I'll give it an 8.
An 8. All right. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real life and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. From a 0 to a 10, how motivated would you be?
9.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, ma'am?
8.
8. All right. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
So the question is how motivated I am with that?
Yes, ma'am. From a 0 to a 10, to me, 10 means it makes you extremely motivated. 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress.
7.
Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. I just want you to select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. For example, I have brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, or eliminated the $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and kept capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested in Black small businesses, ownerships, and entrepreneurship, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, cut credit care late fees from $32 to $8, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Any of those, ma'am, that you have feel have had the biggest impact on your life?
I don't know. None of those truly apply to me. I'm retired.
That's
I'm retired. My children are gone. They're grown. We're empty nesters. And
no problem. Okay, ma'am. Okay, that's okay. Moving on. Well, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, ma'am, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? For example, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. Which one comes closest, ma'am, the first or the second?
The first.
The first. Well, I'm going to read to you a series of statements, ma'am, we're almost done, that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, I just want you to rate each statement on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. All right, 0 means it's not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress.
Okay.
First one is, ma'am, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees from a 0 to a 10. How convincing is this?
10.
This one says, ma'am, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion from a 0 to a 10. How convincing is that to you?
10.
Okay. And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this to you, ma'am?
10.
All right. Moving on quickly. Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this, ma'am?
10.
10. All right. And while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as a representative in Congress. Jeffries has voted to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get things done. So if Democrats regain control of Congress this election, ma'am, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this, ma'am?
10.
10. All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. All right, how motivated, again, ma'am, let me ask you, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale of a 0 to a 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
10. All right. And how much power do you feel, again, ma'am, that your vote has to create change in your community? Please just rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
10. Okay. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change your mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, ma'am, the 2024 election for Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, ma'am?
Democratic.
Okay. And once again, ma'am, for each of the following priorities or traits, I just want you to rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. For example, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. From a 0 to a 10, how well do you feel it describes them?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me? Would you like me to read the question?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so again, we just want to rate the following priorities or traits. How well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So the first question is, ma'am, brings down prices and makes costs of living more affordable. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
8.
8. Okay. What about this one? Wants to build back wealth. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
8.
8. Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat? Hello, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say right now I'm probably a 10.
Oh, no, ma'am. I was asking, do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Well, yeah. I think this coming election year, I'm definitely a 10.
No, I was asking, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Oh, a strong one. Hold on.
Okay, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay, we're almost done, ma'am. Just these final questions. Thank you for your responses so far. How would you describe your employment status, ma'am? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Retired.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. You did mention that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, ma'am?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And last year, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55?
Say that again?
Yes. Last year, ma'am, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000, 25 to 35? 35 to 45. 45 to 55.
35 to 45.
Okay, ma'am. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Seldom? All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, ma'am. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your answer.